Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your commentator, Harry Smedley. Harry, we're up here in the wilds of northern Montana in Platte River, Montana. It's a fine spring afternoon, and the temperature is in the high teens, and it looks like it's going to be a fine day. We've just chipped the ice off our microphone and the bleacher stands. We're all here. The whole town is gathered out. Everybody is humming with excitement. They're humming with excitement for the presentation. Humming with presentation of the medal, the Congressional Medal of Honor, to Mrs. Harry W. Smedge. Lance Corporal Smedge was lost early this afternoon when he was killed throwing his body upon a grenade, which he had thrown at several of the children in the area, thinking they were VC. However, he realized his mistake at the last moment, dove courageously onto the grenade, covering himself up and blowing himself to smithereens. I can hear the band coming down the road now. It sounds like we've got the Platte River High School Band. They're a fine band. Their brass section has won the Platte River County Award 3 times in a row in 1 year for being the finest band of its type anywhere in the county. The marching group accompanying the Platte River Band will be the Platte River Civil Air Patrol. The Platte River Civil Air Patrol will be coming down, and it looks like they'll be doing a fine job. They're led by that courageous First Lieutenant David W. Post, who just served a 100 mission tour in the RF-4C in the wilds of Highland. Fantastic. However, I'd like to bring a word from our sponsor, the Henry W. Mueller Hardware Store. Ladies and gentlemen, on these fine spring days, when you need some gardening tools, you need extra bulbs, plants, or seeds in your heart from your hardware store stock, stop in at the Henry W. Mueller Hardware Store and let them know what your gardening needs are. But right now we can hear the crowd. They're humming with excitement. I can tell them coming now. So be sure and get into that place, and be sure and stop into the Mueller Hardware Store for any hose, any seeds, any bulbs you need. Right now we can hear the Civil Air Patrol. It sounds like they're really coming along fine. You can hear that Lieutenant Gate Post from a long ways down. Way down. Look at those fine, smart young boys in their khaki uniforms and their blue hats. I tell you, it's fantastic. And the sun has come out from behind that small cloud up there. It stops snowing. It looks like it's going to be a fantastic day. And here they come, roaring down the street, ladies and gentlemen. The band is getting closer, and we'll go to the on-the-scene reporter down 2 blocks down on the corner of Main and Oak Street. And it's Barney Bear. Barney Bear. Here, take it, Barney. Here's Barney Bear at the corner of Main and Oak Street. The Civil Air Patrol band, led by Lieutenant Post, is coming back. Ladies and gentlemen, I interview Lance Corporal Smith, could never have asked for anything better himself. The Civil Air Patrol drill team is passing by now, smartly marching in the sun. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever heard military precision? Ladies and gentlemen, this is what your tax dollar is buying. Freedom now. Freedom for you and for your children. Freedom bought at the cost of lives of people like Lance Corporal Smedge. Ladies and gentlemen, you can hear the Platte River High School Band playing in the background. They are marching toward the field now. This is going to be a heck of a day. Today, we also have on hand Lieutenant Colonel Welch Bevan and General Schick to present the Congressional Medal of Honor. And now we go back to the stand with our commentator in the stand.
And here I am back in the evening cabin here. Walter Swayze, John Cameron Swayze. The crowd is really humming. The crowd is really humming. They can see everybody. They can see us coming down the byway now. And the songs they're playing, I believe it's the emblem. The emblem is the name of the march. You can hear the fine strains coming forth now. Nope, it's the Washington Post. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Washington Post march. We all knew that, though. I'm sorry. Your old announcer here has been on the stand too long. I tell you, though, I want you to be sure. Just a quick word from Mueller's Hardware Store before you go. For all of your gardening needs, for all your hose, shovels, rakes, anything you need in gardening, you can find petunia seeds, corn seeds, flower, fertilizer, any type of gardening needs, see the Mueller Hardware Store. And now, let's get to the end. Wait, ladies and gentlemen, the highlight of the afternoon will come from the Air Force, United States Air Force Thunderbird. See us this afternoon. You see us this afternoon right here. And you can count. Wait. I see 4 dots on the right. I see 4 dots are coming now. Coming a little closer. It looks like it's going to be a fantastic show. Looks like it's going to be fantastic. Yes, here they come. They're coming in closer now. Star on to the scene reporter, Lieutenant Dave Post. They're coming in now. Dave, can you see him coming in now? Four dots, I can see him out there, Dave. They're coming around the corner of the view. And the crowd is humming with excitement. That's fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. And the presentation of the medal is taking place. Now they're all in. The band is taking pieces. there, it's fantastic. I tell you, it's fantastic. And now, Don, see the Fort Barney Bear on the parade ground. Take it, Barney.
This is Barney Bear on the parade ground. Ladies and gentlemen, you should be proud of Mrs. Smith. Very straightforward, very stern as he arrives. And here come the Thunder Chiefs, just as the Congressional Medal of Honor is being pinned to her chest. Her two children are proud, tears in the little girl's eyes as she thinks of the life she might have had with her daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, this is fantastic. This is what your dollars are buying. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what your dollars are buying. The band is still playing. Here come the Thunder Chiefs. They're making one more pass. They're coming back for another go for Mrs. Smedge, for Lance Corporal Smedge, who couldn't be here today. They're coming, ladies and gentlemen. Here they are. Isn't this fantastic?
They're safe in the ground! They're back to go!
Mrs. Smedge has fallen. Mrs. Smedge, the two children have dropped. Our mayor, who's in the crowd, Quick Seven, has fallen. The crowds are being decimated by Vulcan fire. You can hear the cries of anguish, ladies and gentlemen. A carnage is taking place on the field here at Platte River. The trombone section is gone. The tuba has got a hole in the middle.